Morning, everyone. Welcome to our All Age service. We are here first and foremost to worship together. We're going to do that with songs and prayers and Bible readings and videos and short talks. And the theme of our service today is doubt. Doubt. And we're going to be looking at the story of Thomas. So with a theme of doubt, it's good to affirm at the outset what we believe. So we're going to begin our worship with a statement of faith. So please say the words together against all. We believe that Jesus died on a cross.
Yes, we believe that too.
We believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. We believe that after his resurrection, Jesus' friends saw him and spent time with him.
Yes, we believe that too.
We believe that Jesus' death and resurrection sets us free from sin and death.
Yes, we believe that too.
We believe that we have new life in Jesus.
Yes, we believe that too.
We believe that one day we will live with Jesus in glory. So let's celebrate together what we believe, particularly what we believe about the glorious resurrection of Jesus. We're going to stand and sing, He is risen, Jesus is alive. Though if you feel more comfortable sitting, please remain seated. So He is risen, Jesus is alive.
No.
Take a seat. Let's continue to worship as we join together in prayer. Let's pray together. And Father, we thank you so much that we've been able to come together this morning as a family of your people, just to give you our thanks and our praise for your wonderful gift of Jesus. And Lord, as we've celebrated his glorious resurrection, we want to thank you so much for the triumph of light over darkness, and hope over despair, and life over death. So, Father, will you fill our hearts with the joy of the resurrection of Jesus this morning? May we know the transforming power of your love. May you renew our spirits. May you strengthen our faith. And, Father, we know that fear and other emotions can just get in the way of our relationship with you. So we just want to let go of all the things that might get in the way. And we thank you that your love casts out all fear. And we want to receive your love. And we know that you're holy. We know that the things we do wrong spoil our relationship with you. So Lord, we pray for your grace and help to turn away from our bad habits and the things we do that get in the way. And we thank you that through the death and resurrection of your Son, that price has been paid for all the things we do wrong. And there is forgiveness in him. And we also want to get rid of all our wrong attitudes, our wrong thinking. So we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that he comforts us, that he guides us into all truth. And we pray that we might receive your wisdom this morning. So, Father, we just come before you to lift up your name in praise and worship. And in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So the theme of our service this morning is doubt, and Dave is going to come and lead us in this next part of our service. Thank you, Dave.
Good morning. You're going to be sick of me by the end of this service. You may be sick of me already, actually. Just a thought for Darren, he's got a very complicated day today with videos and questions and stuff, so just a thought for him. So we're going to start off with things that you may have heard of, yeah, but you don't know if they're true or not. Or people have said that they're true or they're not true, whatever. So we're going to start off with an easy one. Can I have the first one up, please? The moon landings. Did the moon landings actually happen? Okay, anybody who doesn't think that they happened, come and see me afterwards and I'll tell you why you're wrong. So, yes, so the moon landings happened. I did this a while ago, so I can't remember what all the slides are. So, what's the next one? Oh, yes, the Loch Ness Monster. Do we think the Loch Ness Monster exists? Oh, that was a resounding no. Any yeses? Okay. What was that? Nessie?
Nessie Teres von
Botrys
was the scientific name proposed after
he
took a photograph.
Oh, the fake photograph.
Yeah,
it was
an anagram of
Oaks
by Sir Peter Scott.
All right. Okay. Can I have the next slide, please? Biologists generally agree that there's not enough food in Loch Ness to feed an animal or a family of animals of that size. So, no. Can I have the next one, please? Right, a giraffe with a huge long neck has the same number of neck bones as a mouse. What do we think? Some doubt? Yes, it has got... Can I have the next slide? It is true, they have got the same number of neck bones. They're just bigger or smaller, depending on your point of view. They're both mammals, so they both have the same number of neck bones.
Next one, please. The earth is flat. There are people out there who still think the earth is flat. Do we think the earth's flat? No, even from this two-dimensional representation of a sphere, you can't really tell. But no, we don't think that the earth is flat. We think it's a sphere. Next. Bigfoot. Oh. What about Bigfoot? Does Bigfoot exist? Not so sure on that one, are you? A lot quieter. Can I show you this next picture? This is a Gobi bear. Okay. You may have seen this on David Attenborough's Asia program. There's about 40 Gobi bears left in the world, and they've managed to take a picture of one, but they've never taken a picture of Bigfoot. I don't think Bigfoot exists. Okay. Next one. Gravity. There are people on the internet, seriously, who don't think that gravity exists. One lad I saw, he actually said, gravity doesn't exist. The reason why we stick to the ground is because of weight. And the reason why spacemen float in space is because space is full of helium. What do we think? Do we think gravity exists? We can't see it. We can't touch it. Do we think it exists?
Yes.
Yes, it's true. It might not exist as a force in the normal sense. It might just be seen as a bending of space-time due to mass, but only three of us are going to argue about that later on. Hillary. King Arthur. Now, this is from Monty Python's film. And do we think King Arthur existed?
No.
Yes. Not as the legend. Right, yes, certainly the Lancelot Guinevere King Arthur didn't exist. There was some thought up until recently that he may have been a Welsh king or an amalgamation of Welsh kings in about the 400s, I think it was. But recently the historians have said no. No to King Arthur. Sorry. The killer rabbit and the... Yes. So that's a false one. Is this the last one? Peanuts. Ooh, peanuts. Is a peanut a nut?
No.
A lot of you say no straight away there. Is that because you've done your food training thing? A peanut, go. A peanut is not a nut. So you can have a nut allergy and still eat peanuts. It's a legume. You knew that. It's a legume. Was that the last one? Okay, that's it. So now I'm going to give Darren a chance to shift things around. We're going to have our reading, but it's going to be a video reading dramatized with some other things as well. So if you'd like to... Oh, hang on a minute.
We forgot to test this. Okay, I'm going to go down there just in case this doesn't work.
I admit it, I was scared. We all were. After all, once they've murdered the top guy, what's to stop them hunting down the rest of his gang? Of course we were scared. We'd had such hopes too. How strange to go from jubilation to despair in less than a week. We had to meet up just to keep going. Any one of us alone would have slunk off home. We just sat around with some of us eating, although I didn't have much appetite. But mainly we were chatting, sitting around in quiet groups, and sighing. I remember there was a lot of sighing.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the door locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
But suddenly the atmosphere changed. It wasn't possible, but Jesus was there, through a locked door. No fuss, no announcement, he was just there. He said, "Peace be with you." And it was, of course, he was there.
After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
He ate some of the food, and he showed us the wounds in his hands. It really was him. We were so happy.
And again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
He told us he was going to give us his Holy Spirit. He told us we could forgive people's sins. I remember Thomas wasn't there when Jesus first appeared to us. He'd gone home early, hadn't been sleeping at all well since that terrible Friday. When we saw him the next day and told him that Jesus had appeared to us, he was quite open about his doubt of our story.
Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
It's not surprising, really. I don't think I would have believed it. Thomas must have thought we were teasing him or something.
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name.
He's alive, and what he said would happen did happen. The Father did raise him. Death is not the end. And I've never heard such good news before. Have you?
So that's the story of Thomas with some reflections to go along with it. So we're going to continue in our worship with three songs, all helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. So the first one is All Hail the Lamb, followed by All Heaven Declares the Glory of the Risen Lord, followed by Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Jesus, to you we lift our eyes. And we'll take up our offering in the third song. Just to remind you that the bags support the work of the church, the pots support the children we sponsor in different parts of the world. If you are here as a guest, if you give electronically, please let the bags pass. Well, hail the Lamb.
Thank you.
And let's pray together. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you thanks. And we offer you these, our gifts, with such grateful hearts for all that you've done for us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. So Lord, please may you take them and use them so that he receives all the glory, honour and praise. And in his name we pray. Amen. One of the joys of the resurrection is that that huge stone that was in front of the tomb of Jesus was rolled away. And that got me thinking to so many equivalents of large stones and barriers and obstacles that are in our world today. So we'll spend a little bit of time in prayer, just thinking about some of those big stones that need to be rolled away today. So let's come and pray together. And Father, we do thank you for the glorious truth of the resurrection of Jesus, that that stone in front of his tomb has been rolled away, that he is alive, he is risen, and he is exalted. And Father, when we think about our own situations, when we think about life in our world, there continue to be so many different stones and obstacles and barriers that seem to be in the way. So we think of those facing the stones of conflict and war and unrest. Lord, we pray that you might roll away that stone. We pray for peace and reconciliation and renewal. We think of the stone of famine and loss and suffering. We pray that you might roll away that stone. We pray for provision, for comfort, for relief. Pray for the many, many people facing the stone of illness and pain and struggle. Father, will you roll away that stone? Will you lead them to a path of healing and strength and wholeness? We pray for those facing stones of discouragement and disillusionment and hopelessness. And we pray that you might roll away that stone as well. We pray for a new path of joy and hope and encouragement. So we thank you, Father, for this glorious truth of the resurrection. We thank you that all heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord. So we ask that these stones will be rolled away, and we ask it in his name. Amen. We're going to continue in our worship with another song. This is a new song. I really like it, so I hope you do as well. It's Almost High, King of the Ages, Great I Am, God of Wonders. So what I'll get the musicians and singers to do is just sing the first verse and the chorus, and then we'll go back to the first verse and start from scratch together. So we listen to the first verse and the chorus, and then we'll stand if we're able to sing the song from the beginning. Almost High, King of the Ages. Now, I'm going to need the girls' help here for a moment or two. Hopefully, I have, yes, brought it along. I brought one of these along. Just going to put it on the table there. Maybe I'll put it at the front there. If you'd like to take a seat, girls, that's fantastic. Thank you. So, I've just put that on the table. Does anybody know what it is? Do you know what it is, Eleanor? It is a mobile phone. So another question for you. How do you know it's there? Eleanor? You can see it, yep. So would you like to just come and just point to it then so that you can see it? Yep, pretty good. Could you sort of describe it? It's got a black case. Yes, we open it up. Anything else that you can see about it? It's got a screen. What colour's the screen? Black. Okay, thank you. Wonderful. How else do you know it's there? You can see it. What else could you do? You can feel it. You can touch it. Would you like to come and touch it? Would you like me to bring the phone to you to touch? There we are, go on then. So what does it sort of feel like? Quite smooth. Does it sort of feel a bit glassy? Yeah, a bit sort of covery on the outside? Yeah, brilliant. Okay, have a seat. So far we can see it, we can touch it. We can also watch it doing something. So perhaps if I could ask you to come back, we'll make a call, shall we, on this phone? It's going to take two of you to do this, I think, isn't it? So shall I wake it up? Right, so we will make a telephone call. So we'll phone Dave, shall we? Make sure you tap the right Dave. He's Murphy.
Dave Murphy.
Not that. Oh, yeah, that's close enough. press the green thing. I think that'll probably work. Let's see what happens. Put it on speak if you like. It's not me. I didn't do it.
Hi,
did you just say, how are you?
How are you?
I'm on the toilet.
I think you better say goodbye, I think, at that point.
Bye.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Okay, thanks, girls. You can go and have a seat now. Thank you so much. Welcome back, Dave. So we know the mobile phone is here because we can see it, we can touch it, we can watch it doing things. Can you see the similarity? It was a bit like that with the risen Jesus when he appeared to his disciples. The disciples could see the risen Jesus. They could hear the risen Jesus. Jesus said some wonderful things to his disciples. How about these lovely words? Peace be with you. And the disciples could watch the risen Jesus doing things. So you remember how he showed them his hands, his side. Later on, they would watch him cook breakfast on the beach. But one of the disciples called Thomas wasn't with the other disciples when the risen Jesus came to them. And you may remember from our Bible reading that the other disciples told Jesus, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Well, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." And that's what earned Thomas the nickname, Doubting Thomas. So let's think about doubt for a moment. I mean, it's great that we're all here this morning. It's great that we've been able to praise and worship God together. It's great that we've been able to express our love for the Lord and our love for one another. But do you ever have doubts? Are there things you struggle to believe? Are there times when you find it easy to believe and other times when you find it hard to believe? I think if we're honest, there are times when all of us have doubts. Sometimes the doubts can be intellectual. apologise, my words seem to have fallen off my thing there. So sometimes they can be intellectual. So we may doubt that God loves us. We may doubt even that he exists. We may doubt whether the Bible is true or trustworthy. Jesus really did rise from the dead. Sometimes doubts can be, that's gone right off the screen, emotional. So when we've experienced suffering or sorrow or disappointment, you know, maybe bullying at school or relationship problems, work issues, illness, loss of someone we love, we can doubt God's goodness. We can doubt his love. We can doubt his care. I suspect that Thomas's doubts were both intellectual and emotional. And having doubts of any kind can be quite scary. Might even make you wonder whether you are a Christian. So we'll pick up the story of Thomas again. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." So like the other disciples, Thomas sees the risen Jesus. He hears the risen Jesus. He could even have touched the risen Jesus. We don't know whether or not he did actually touch the wounds of Jesus. Maybe just seeing them was just enough to convince him that Jesus was alive. But whatever may be the case, Thomas is just so overwhelmed with awe and wonder at the risen Jesus. He makes this wonderful confession of faith, doesn't he? Remember what he says. Would you mind? Thank you. Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." So we're going to see what there is to help us in this account. And the first thing, we're going to have three things to remember. So the first thing we're going to have to remember is this, to help us in our times of doubt. Remember the eyewitness testimony. So here is a short film for you to watch.
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command. Star Command, come in. Do you read me? Why don't they answer?
My ship!
Blast. This will take weeks to repair. Buzz Lightyear mission log, stardate 4072. My ship has run off course en route to Sector 12. I've crash-landed on a strange planet. The impact must have awoken me from hypersleep. Terrain seems a bit unstable. No readout yet if the air is breathable. And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
Oh, yeah!
Ah! Whoa! Hey, whoa. Did I frighten you? Didn't mean to. Sorry, howdy. My name is Woody, and this is Andy's room. That's all I wanted to say. And also, there has been a bit of a mix-up. This is my spot, see? The bed here.
Local law enforcement. It's about time you got here. I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit. My ship has crash-landed here by mistake.
Yes, it is a mistake, because you see, the bed here is my spot.
I need to repair my turbo boosters. Do people still use fossil fuels, or have you discovered crystallic fusion?
We're watching that very, very carefully, because I've got some questions, because we're going to talk about eyewitnesses. And so if you were watching carefully, you'll be able to get these really hard questions. Okay. What does Woody do when he first sees Buzz Lightyear? He gulps and then hides. Who does Buzz Lightyear try to contact on his wrist communicator? Star Command, well done. How long does Buzz estimate that it will take to repair his spaceship? Weeks. Well done. This is a good one. What did he say the star date was? 4-0. Have you written that down? Well done. 4072. Buzz describes the terrain he's on as unstable. Why is it unstable? It's a mattress. It's a bed, yeah. How does Buzz try to fight off Woody? Laser gun, yeah, it's on his wrist. He's trying to buzz him. Buzz. I said they were hard. Whose bedroom are they in? Andy's, well done. How does Buzz identify Woody as local law enforcement? His badge. And the last question. Buzz identifies himself as a space ranger. What unit is he with? Space Protection Unit, well done. So, yes, if there was a crime committed, we'd have sorted it out. Thank you.
So you've just been eyewitnesses. You might have been a bit surprised at that, but that's what you've been. You've just been eyewitnesses. You've watched the film. You've noticed things that were said, that were done, and you answered questions. So here's the first thing. If we are struggling with doubt, remember the eyewitness testimony. Remember that Thomas had been with Jesus. He's seen the whole drama of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus unfold before his eyes. We are not eyewitnesses in the same way, but we have the New Testament. What is the New Testament? It's the eyewitness record of those who were. So look what John said in our Bible reading. Would you mind again, please? I think my things had it. Okay. We're not eyewitnesses, but we've got the New Testament. The New Testament is the eyewitness record of those who were. So what did John say in our reading? These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. These are written that you may believe. Eyewitness testimony. Remember what Peter says in his second letter. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Eyewitnesses of his majesty. Jesus tells us that one of the reasons that he sent his Holy Spirit was to ensure that a reliable record was written. So the story of the Gospels is supported by eyewitness testimony, which we've got in the New Testament, and that can really help us in our faith. So that's the first thing if we're struggling with doubt. Remember the eyewitness testimony. But there's something else that can help us in times of doubt, and that is remember to be honest. And I'm just hoping there might be a video at this point. Thank you. So we've had remember the eyewitness testimony. Now it's remember to be honest.
Thank you. you doing?
I'm hiding my doubts.
Why?
Because Alistair wants to talk about how Thomas didn't hide his doubts. And Alistair, Cordelia and I talked about this for ages at the last all-age service planning meeting, and this is the best we could come up with.
Really?
Yes. So if anybody else wants to join the all-age service planning team and come up with better ideas than this, please talk to one of us. Thank you.
Wonderful, thank you. So the second thing we're thinking about is remembering to be honest. So unlike the person in the video, Thomas was so honest, wasn't he? Didn't pretend his doubts weren't there. He didn't try and sweep them under the carpet. He didn't ignore them. He came right out with it. Thomas said, I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them and place my hand into the wound in his side. I wonder if you know this wonderful story from... I seem to have jammed again, thank you. Thank you. I wonder if you know this wonderful story from Mark 9. It's an amazing story. It's about a man whose son was possessed by an evil spirit. And the man brings his son to Jesus. And he says this, but if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. And in a mixture of faith and doubt, immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. I think there's something really important for us in that. We don't have to ignore our doubts. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to understand everything. We don't have to be able to explain everything. And I think faith is always going to have that slight element of stepping into the darkness. Because if there's no doubt, there'd be no need for faith, would there? So I don't know where you are this morning, whether you're like the disciples who met the risen Jesus, absolutely bursting at the seams at faith. Maybe a bit like Thomas. You feel that you need a bit more convincing. But, you know, wherever we are, just like the Father here in this story from the Gospel, we can come to Jesus completely honest, without ignoring our doubts, without sweeping them under the carpet. And with a mixture of faith and doubt we have, we can say, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief. So here's something else that can help us in our times of doubt. Remember to be honest. One more thing to help us in our times of doubt. Remember to think things through. And here is our final video, hopefully. Thank you.
And welcome to Mastermind. And without further ado, let's have our first and only contestant. Hello, and what is your name?
Video Dave.
And what is your specialist subject?
Disproving the resurrection of Christ.
Okay, you have 2 minutes on disproving the resurrection of Jesus, starting now. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, why was the tomb empty on the third day?
Pass.
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, why did so many people in so many places, including a large crowd, claim to have seen him?
Pass.
If grave robbers stole the body of Jesus, how did they get past the armed guards, and why is there no record of anyone stealing his body?
Pass. If the disciples stole the body of Jesus and then pretended he was alive, why did they suffer persecution for the rest of their lives and in most cases die knowing it was all a hoax?
Well, it was there. Pass.
If the authorities stole the body of Jesus, why didn't they produce it when the disciples were going around saying that Jesus had risen from the dead and the church was growing at such an amazing rate?
Pass.
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, why did the early church switch from gathering to worship on Saturdays as Jewish people had done for thousands of years to worshipping Jesus on Sundays in celebration of his resurrection?
Pass.
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, why do the Gospels, which were written by eyewitnesses or based on eyewitness testimony, all say that he did?
Pass.
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, why wasn't his tomb enshrined like the tombs of other religious figures?
Pass.
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead... I've started, so I'll finish. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, why do millions of Christians all over the world claim to experience a relationship with their risen Lord?
Pass.
Thank you very much. And at the end of that round, you have scored nothing at all.
Can I have another go?
No, you can't.
No, I can do... I'm not as good as you, but I could do Lord of the Rings.
No. Shut up.
He really was resurrected, wasn't he?
Thank you. So, as we saw in the video, just thinking things through can help us in times of doubt, because thinking can help us get from doubt to faith. And as I said earlier, I think... Thomas's doubts were both intellectual and emotional. But many of our doubts will come from how we feel rather than what we know. So we might find ourselves saying things like, well, I don't really feel I'm a real Christian. I don't really feel God's presence. I don't really feel God forgives me. I don't really feel God loves me. But our faith should never be based solely on how we feel. It should be based on what we know. So we've got to remind ourselves of what's true, regardless of how we feel. Here's some words from Romans 10, verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith is the opposite of doubt. So the way to get rid of doubt, emotional or intellectual, is to hear the word of God and replace doubts with faith. So make God's word the foundation of your life. Find answers to your questions in God's word. Look out for books, articles, podcasts, anything that helps you in your faith. Helps you with the questions you have, the doubts you struggle with. So just a few things to remember from the story of Thomas that help us overcome our doubts. Remember the eyewitness testimony. Remember to be honest. Remember to think things through. So remember the eyewitness testimony. What we have in God's word, especially about the resurrection of Jesus. Remember to be honest. Just admit those times when you're struggling with doubt. Be specific about what they are and ask God to help you. And fill your thoughts with truth, the wonderful truths of God's word. So study the evidence that reassures you that what you believe is true. So faith isn't based on what you feel, it's on what you know. And we saw that particularly with that video about the resurrection of Jesus, all these things that we know. And this isn't a one-time remedy, of course. It's something that we've got to build into our lives for all time. So three things. Remember the eyewitness testimony. Remember to be honest about your doubts. Remember to think things through. So let's just pray together. Father, we do have to acknowledge before you that there are many times when we struggle in our Christian lives. And sometimes we struggle with doubt. And Father, if that is where we are this morning, we do pray that through the wonderful work of your Spirit, you might help move us from doubt to faith. And thank you for these things that can help us. Thank you for the eyewitness testimony from the people who were there. Thank you that we don't have to pretend with you, that we can be honest in those times when we're struggling. And thank you too, Father, for the wonderful way that you've given us our brains and that we can think things through. Thank you that we've got the truth of your word to help us, to reassure us that what we believe is true. So, Lord, by the work of your Spirit, help us, Father, to move from doubt to faith. And in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So, we are going to sing one final song. It's a great old hymn about the resurrection of Jesus. I serve a risen Saviour, he's in the world today. And let's pray together. So, Lord Jesus, wherever there are tears or fear or failure or doubts or despair or weakness, will you please be at work in our lives to reveal to us your love, your mercy, and your risen power. And for the glory of your name we pray. Alleluia. Amen.